This is Shane Gibson's sales podcast from closingbigger.net. This particular podcast entry was actually sponsored by Fiona Douglas Crampton of the Vancouver Board of Trade as part of my 24-hour blogathon for charity. Fiona has submitted a question to me that she'd like me to answer in my podcast or blog, and after 18 hours of typing, I'm going to tell you I'm definitely going to be talking and not doing any more typing today. So here's Fiona's question. By the way, before I go any further, just a quick note. I've been a member of the Vancouver Board of Trade since 1994. And no matter where you are in the world listening to this, I know you've got a local Board of Trade or Chamber of Commerce. And I have to say that in the past decade, that the Vancouver Board of Trade has been the single best investment I've made in my business, period. So I urge you to connect, if you're not already, with your local Chamber of Commerce and Board of Trade as a foundational tool for networking and really investing in your personal and business reputation presently and in the future. So let's look at this. Fiona's question. Here's Fiona's question. She asked me, Shane, what qualities of a successful leader are also shared by successful salespeople? That's a great question. What qualities of a successful leader are also shared by successful salespeople? Well, number one, Fiona, the thing that I believe is that I don't believe that sales and leadership should be divorced. In other words, I think they're one and the same thing. It's like sales and service, or management and frontline. It's all part of a bigger picture. And there really is no divisive line between sales and leadership. I believe leaders, good leaders, have great sales skill. The ability to influence, to really get their vision across, to get people to buy into their ideas, to often, in essence, be able to paint a picture, even when they don't have maybe the whole foundation of a project put together, but are still able to get people on side just through their capacity to influence. These are also sales skills. But let's look at what I think the top five areas that salespeople and leaders have in common, successful salespeople and successful leaders. Here's the five areas. I believe they both have vision. Number two, I also believe they both have the capacity to influence. Number three, they both need networking skills to succeed. Number four, they both need coaching and mentoring skills. And number five, they also need teaching and training skills. If I was to put a number six in there, and actually this is almost number one, I believe they both need to be teachable and lifelong learners. So let's look at number one, vision. Effective leaders need to have a vision. They need to be able to be very clear on where they're going and be able to set strong objectives and really have a global perspective of what's going on. They are there to paint the vision and to move the organization forward. In fact, they are the sponsors of the vision and the change in their organization. Just like leaders, salespeople also need to have vision. They need to have vision in their personal life to be able to foresee and set goals and move towards them. They also have to have vision in the essence of being able to see all the applications and all the impacts their product or service or solutions can have on their clients and on the community. And I believe that successful salespeople also have a vision bigger than themselves. That's why they're so inspired and inspiring. So this vision is a key trait that both leaders and salespeople, if they're going to be successful, need. Number two is influence. One of my favorite quotes is, if you think you're a leader and no one's following you, you're actually just going for a walk. And I believe the same thing goes for salespeople. If you think you're a great salesperson, yet no one's buying from you, well, you're actually just having a bunch of conversations. You're not really selling. And so as we look at these things, it's not just vision, but our ability to influence other people with our vision and get them to buy in is what makes us great leaders. This also is what makes us great salespeople. Often, salespeople are needed, especially in new and emerging industries with new technologies, adaptive and disruptive technologies, because the average consumer or business people aren't just going to hop on a website or walk into a store and buy the product. You need salespeople to influence people with the vision of this new change or technology. So again, salespeople and leaders, if they're successful, are effective influencers. Number three, networking skills. For me as a salesperson, I'm great at cold calling. I really am. Do I like the cold call? Absolutely not. In fact, most of my business now comes off the web. Close to, you know, I keep saying 30-40%, but I look at my numbers, about 60% of my business last year came off the internet. Well, a good portion, the remainder of that, probably the other 35%, only 5% is cold calls. The other 35% is networking, connections, and referrals. And so, as a salesperson, this is absolutely critical. Now, as a leader, our ability to influence others and influence our community and influence multiple stakeholders is all about our ability to network, connect, and engage other people. So, the skill of networking is a core skill that both salespeople and leaders need. Number four, coaching and mentoring skills. Great salespeople are fantastic at coaching their clients to finding the best solution. They're also exceptional mentors. If you've got great mentoring skills as a salesperson, your clients won't see you as a product peddler or a pitch artist. They'll see you as a trusted advisor and resource. Now, it goes without saying, leaders need good coaching and mentoring skills. Great leaders are able to develop more leaders, people who are able to be engaged, play to their strengths, and produce great results with very little prodding and pushing. A lot of this has to do with coaching and mentoring people to really get the best out of their talents. So again, as salespeople and as leaders, we have to be great coaches and mentors. And lastly, or second to last, teaching and training skills. Great salespeople need to be able to teach and train their clients, develop them, build their knowledge and understanding of their products and services, and even develop and work with their own teammates to deploy large-scale solutions. These skills of training and teaching are key. Leaders, in order to leverage our effort, we can't be teaching and training everybody one-on-one or coaching them. It's great if we're great in one-on-one and counseling, but we also, if we want to truly leverage and multiply our efforts, we have to be good at engaging people en masse and developing leaders en masse. And so as we look at this, these are sort of great skills, again, teaching and training, both for leaders and salespeople. And last but not least, and again, I believe this is number one, is both leaders and salespeople need to be teachable and they need to be lifelong learners. Our ability to move forward, in essence, who's going to follow a leader that's not going anywhere? If the leader isn't constantly developing, if they're not teachable, if they're not growing themselves, why would you follow them? If a salesperson isn't increasing their knowledge, educating themselves on the marketplace, and learning new things and enhancing their skills, then who wants to buy from them over the long term? Who would see that person as a trusted advisor if they're stagnant in their personal and business growth? So, Fiona, I hope this answers your questions around what I believe some of the core characteristics are shared from successful leaders and successful salespeople. This is Shane Gibson's podcast from closingbigger.net.